Thanks for remembering us.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome.
There's so many.
It's okay.
So many people in this linebacker competition. I mean, what are you trying to do to establish yourself ahead of the pack?
I mean, I go every day just trying to get better at everything. Right now, it's like bully block technique that our coach Nolan's trying to coach us. And just going in and doing me, you know what I mean? Know what type of player I am, go out, have fun, and just try to get better each and every day and compete with other linebackers and to push each other every single day.
And then you're obviously one of the special teams leaders. What have you seen maybe so far that leads you to believe that y'all could be better in those units?
Oh, we got some great leadership. I mean, we obviously got Mike Motti back, Craig Robertson too, and A.J. Klein. We got a good group of solid linebackers being on all the teams and stuff like that, and especially some other guys that are back, like Banjo and stuff like that, Lasco. That it's our second year all together that we can really mesh together and just come together and just dominate, you know what I mean? So we're really excited. We got a lot of talent, so we just need to put it together.
How tough was it last year that the lineup kept changing because of all the injuries? And, you know, I know it's not abnormal. But
I mean, the NFL, it's always the next man up mentality, you know? I mean, if your role can constantly change. And last year we had linebackers that needed to step up, Craig, me, and Motti, and players like that to fill a different role during the season. And I mean, you don't want to take a back seat to special teams. I mean, we are obviously rolling on special teams as well as playing defense. So, I mean, it was tough. We had a lot of new people trying to mesh together, and we started to do that towards the end of the season, which we got kind of excited about, but we need to do that first thing.
Nate, how much pride did you take in leading the team in special team tackles with 12? I mean, is that something that you set that type of goal, or is it about game to game doing your assignment and then the production is going to come? Or?
I go into every year that that's always my goal, is always leading tackles. I mean, ever since I got in the league, I'm like, I need to lead tackles. And just let your name be known, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we need to stop this guy. And I always took pride in special teams my whole entire career, even going back to Penn State, you know. And that's how I started my NFL career, was special teams. And my goal was special teams and just move on to defense and kind of do both. And that's kind of what my role is that backup who can go in and produce, but at the same time do very well special teams. And I take great pride and joy in doing that.
Nick, what is your take on rookie Alex Azzalon? It seems like he can run. He's a smart player. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like he's playing like a rookie out there.
He's a fantastic rookie. He's a very smart guy. He knows when to listen, and he knows when to talk. And he's a great teammate. And he's not a guy that you have to kind of repeat things to. You know what I mean? He's a quick learner. And I remember my rookie year. I mean, everything was going like this, and he looks a lot different from when I was a rookie with the Raiders and him being with the Saints. And I mean, he's a quick learner, great athlete, and I'm excited for him, what he has to bring to this team.
What are you seeing from Kamara so far?
He's a great athlete, man. I'm excited about him.
And at what point does it become competition?
Go ahead.
At what point does it become a competition and a battle for position in the linebacker group?
If you had asked me 3 years ago, I would have had a different answer, because when you get into the league, I kind of changed throughout my time in the NFL, because once you're coming in, you're kind of like all about me. Like, I'm trying to make my name known and trying to make it, per se, you know. But now that I kind of going on year six and everything like that, I've kind of done that thing. But right now I want to win. You know what I mean? I want to bring a championship back to New Orleans, you know. And I want the best players on the field that are going to make those plays when we need them. You know what I mean? Who's going to make that interception? Who's going to create that forced fumble? Who's going to have that goal line stand? You know what I mean? If it's me, then that's great. If that's A.J. Klein, that's amazing. If that's Robertson, that's awesome. The Stephon Anthony, I just want to win. I mean, I know my role, special teams backup, and if I could break into that starting role, that's awesome. But I want the best players out there on the field that can compete and play well on defense, and I just want to win, man.
Linebackers talked about Kamara at all, how tough he is to cover, like in meetings?
He's a really fast guy, I can tell you that, and we're really excited for what he's going to bring to this offense. And I mean, that's enough said. He's a really fast athlete.
Who's faster, him or Ted Ginn?
Woo! Ted can run, man. I'm really excited for Ted on punt return to have him back there. It reminds me of kind of having Devin Hester back there when I was with the Falcons. And it's just when you go on that field, it's just a special speed, a special athlete where you want to block, you know, like you have a chance to score a touchdown every single time. So we're really excited about that and what he's going to bring to this team. But I would have to say Ted Gaines faster, though.
What is the mindset on special teams? Is it any different this camp after it really swayed some games last year?
Say that one more time.
What's the mindset this year on special teams? Is it any different than camp last year because it swayed some special teams swayed some games, games last year?
I mean, we go into every year. Obviously, we didn't have such a good year last year on special teams, and we're really focused on the players that we want on special teams and trying to build that bond with who we're playing with like our kickoff team, who we're going to be playing behind and stuff like that flowing off of. So he's really trying to gel us early, and obviously we're going to go out there, have some fun, and fly around. We are running hit and just 10 seconds of fury. That's how long a special teams play is. We just go out there and run 10 minutes and give us all everything we have. So,
Nate, have y'all emphasized more, because coverage units weren't all right, I think, you know, kickoff, punt coverage, but as far as kickoff return was one before last, you know, obviously where kickers are kicking off now, it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. You're going to take it out or not, and also punt return. Is that, has been, have you seen more of an emphasis maybe on the return game or – or it's just been in general, just the whole, all the units?
The return game has changed towards the kickoff standpoint. A lot of people are kicking them high and trying to kick it within like that five yard range to the goal line for them to be able to break them out. Because we feel like when we kick it off, we can run down there and tackle inside the 20 every single time. That's our goal, because we don't want them to have to 25, obviously, like that. So you see a lot more higher kicks and a lot more emphasis on returns. I feel like we're getting a lot more returns than we have in the past. So obviously that was a struggle for us last year, and we're just trying to get a simple game plan and just going out and executing. Then with punt coverage and punt, I mean, that's always a staple of the game, because that can change so much with just a 10-yard return. That's one more first down that the offense doesn't have to get. And going back to Ted Ginn, just having him to be so explosive, I mean, it's exciting having him back there.
Payton was saying they don't know how to line up the punt return option. Seems like you're handicapping it for Ginn a little bit.
What was that?
Payton said it's too early to tell, but it seems like you like Ginn as the punt return guy.
I mean, he's fast. He's fast. I mean, there's always competition, open competition with him and Lewis and T. Lou and stuff like that. So we'll see. I mean, it all comes down to preseason games and stuff like that, see how people do, and excited, though.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.